O bless the Lord, my soul, for in you, God, we have peace. And once that inner peace in us, then we can do all possible things to make life better, especially time to relate to one another who are different from us. Because it recalls us that God is good, and good, God is beautiful, because in Him we are baptized and called for Christian witness. Today marks the end of Christmas season, as I said, but a new beginning for us Christian people, remembering whom we are following, and that is Jesus, His name. Recalling all the readings, John the Baptist declared Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He saw the Spirit descending from heaven and rested in Jesus. John's testimony affirmed to all that Jesus is the Son of God, the Beloved, where God was so pleased. The truth is, there is no need for Jesus to be baptized, but He did baptize so that we may have the pathway of repentance through Him. There is no holy and perfect name that will give us a reminder every day. Jesus is the Holy One. Calling upon His name, He heals our infirmity. He affirmed that He is one with the Father. He gave us the right journey. He gave us the right mind, for He is connected in God's loving mercy. The baptism of the Lord brought God's light into the world. His way of peace is a way to be reconciled to God and to each other, and the best gift to oneself, because it opens the door to welcome one another with open-minded, spirit-filled, and forgiving hearts. After Jesus' baptism, His ministry begins, touching humans' lives, healing the sick, forgiving the sinners, uplifting the spirit, raising the dead, freeing the people. Our baptism in Christ opens the door of many ways how to be Christ for one another. And to live our baptismal promises is to live in Christ. Reject sin, profess the faith. To live our baptismal promises is to live in Christ, reject sin, profess the faith. Can you hear me? Baptism is a call for Christian witness and a grace to live. It requires honesty, integrity, and kindly in conversation, and sometimes we are lacking. For we all know every word we say has meaning and can affect human behavior, thoughts, and feelings. Every time we heard the word of God, then what makes a homily good? It is a holistic approach, which means hearing the right message for better understanding. It's not the selective word of God. It is an open word of God, alive in the Spirit. Selective means I can only hear the word of God because it applies on me, not to others. Not more maybe for others and not for me. But that's not what Christian is all about. Christian is about understanding others the way God understands you and me. And if God can, why it's hard for us to do what is God's way? It's better for us to worship Him deeply. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. But nevertheless, we cannot see the presence of God alive in us if we don't know how to search in the beauty of goodness in other people's life. You are not there, I'm not there to change their lives. Only God. We're there to understand so that we can hear what they want, where are they coming from, and for them also to understand, because what is in between is protection in our every relationship. So that we will not be tarnished by our own self-interest or egoistic attitude that can cause conflict. Remember, we are baptized, bringing the good news of what love is all about. And also what makes good homily good is that we need to find ways for us, the sinners, to repent, a change of heart, and have a better means of understanding the way to God, a path to holiness, live loved, be faithful, give hope, and a blessing to others. Our personal relationship with God has to be transformed into a communal, so that every time when we come to acknowledge Him, worship Him in this sacrificial meal, we have one voice, because we are worthy enough to acknowledge God in the midst of us, in the life of the faithful, in the life of one another, not seeing the difference, but seeing the good that is in the heart of humanity. And if we do good things in life, for others and for the world, the powerful sign of God's blessing is visibly seen in the life of one another, who brings comfort, positive in life, fullness of hope, prayer field, and an instrument of peace. So today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. But the question is, how many times we heard the word of God? How many times we received Christ in the Eucharist? How many times turn to the Father and say sorry for what we have done wrong? But still, hardness of heart can control our mind, because what unflicks into our mind is the sin of others, the hurt. And for us, to them too. Don't you ever realize that we are forgiven because of God's love on the cross? Jesus promised that in His way, we are truly indeed free again. So why not choose to be free and love again? Do not lose the gift of faith and always live in God's grace. And this inner peace and true reconciliation is a great reward we have, and Jesus will be our light and a pathway of life. There is no other way to make life better. Jesus, His words, His teachings, His knowledge. What we needed is obedient. Listen to what He's commanded. Christians have decided to follow Jesus because Jesus lived His goodness and we are blessed. Jesus testified to the truth and we are freed. Jesus died and we are saved. Truly, Jesus sets a powerful example to value Christian witness that can empower and change the lives of many, because it is about God's love. In the upcoming week of prayer for Christian unity, Christians are united as one in prayer, trust in the Lord, and walk in the footsteps of Christ. Christian solidarity witnesses the gospel of the Lord and a time to reflect on Christ's mission. We believe that the power of God shines even in darkness hour. We hope, for in God all is possible. And as we live our baptismal promises, we become a beacon of light. In spite of the uncertainties and troubles in life, God is our strength. In His word is our wisdom, and His comfort is our joy. Asking ourselves once again, what makes us called Christian better? Do the right thing. And sometimes it is a challenge. The sacrament of reconciliation is a healing grace for the sinners to repent, believe in the good news, and be faithful to the gospel. It's a grace to live and not a band-aid solution. We know it's wrong. Keep into our mind, I will stop doing the wrong thing. Bless your mind and your heart. If you know that it's right, then keep doing what is the right thing. The problem in the society is that we cry out that I have the right, I have the way, I don't care. But the effect, division, arise, conflict, give us no more room in our hearts to grow and mature, becoming a better Christian. And as we change and doing God's will, we are doing the right thing to live our faith alive in God's Spirit. Our word and actions can make our world a better place to live as we give hope. And our worship means to celebrate loving and forgiving. There's no exclusion. All are included because all are invited. Our praises and worship add nothing to Your greatness, O Lord. But our soul is filled with joy, for You bless our day and night, and our spirit strengthened by Your loving kindness. So, my dear people of God, Let us pray humbly and ask and walk with God that His presence is our light, to see the goodness of the Lord and say, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Help me to be like you and help me my unbelief, for in you we can do all things to Christ who strengthened us." A great reminder for all of you and me. Baptism, a call for Christian witness, and we are baptized. Will you be His voice?